Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gathered the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. We're going to be talking about our authority in Christ over sickness. We're going to hone in and focus on sickness. And we know that we live in a fallen world. We know that there is sickness. Some of it comes about because we make foolish decisions. We succumb to spiritual warfare and to the attacks of the enemy on our life. And so we may take up cigarettes and start to smoke, or we may start drinking alcohol, or we might start to take drugs or do things that have destructive consequences in our life. And so we live in a fallen world. That is a given since the fall of Adam and Eve. The sin came into the world, and so we know sickness came with it, death came with it, and along with that came a lot of grief, a lot of sorrow, a lot of strife. And so we pay the penalty each and every day for living in this sick and fallen world. And Jesus came into the world. He came to set us free and to set the captives free. He came to release the prisoners from their prison. That's us, beloved. That's us. He came to release us from the prisons, and he came to set the captives free. He came to give sight to the blind and to raise up those who were lame and needed to walk, and to raise up the dead. And so we have the authority, if we walk with Jesus, if we know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, if we have confessed his name and walk in the paths of righteousness with him, we have the authority over sickness. We have the authority over death and the resurrection that we will experience at the end of our life, and the resurrection of our glorified body, of our resurrection body that we will experience at the rapture. Those are proof that Jesus Christ has given us authority over death. But I want you to understand that we have authority over sickness, not only our own ailments, our own infirmities, our own sickness and disease, but also to lay hands on others and to see the power of God move and work in the life of others, and to see the power of God set people free from sickness and from death and destruction. Well, as we look at the Old Testaments, if you have your Bible there, turn it to Exodus 15:29, and this is a promise from Almighty God, a promise from God the Father. Exodus 15:29, Moses was speaking to the children of Israel at the waters of Marah, and he said, "If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all of his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." This was Jehovah Rapha speaking through Moses to the children of Israel. "For I am the Lord who heals you." And so God made a promise. This is a covenantal promise that God says. This is one of the names of our mighty God. One of the names of Jehovah is Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals us. And so we know that we have a promise, even in his name, that he can heal us, that he wants to heal us, that he has the power to heal us. And so just as he healed the water for the children of Israel, the water was too bitter to drink, and he showed Moses a tree that he could throw the leaves and the branches of that tree into the water and make the water sweet, so it would be life-giving water. It would give water and it would not be bitter. And so God gives us the right and the power and the authority also through his name, Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals us, to take authority over bitterness, to take authority over sickness and death and destruction in our life. Also, we have in the Old Testament a prophecy about Jesus Christ, the promise about Jesus as being the healer for our sickness and our infirmity. And we all know this scripture. It's Isaiah 53:4. This is a scripture that many people pray when they are praying for the sick. And Isaiah 53:4, it says, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And so Isaiah was prophesying some 700 years or so, hundreds of years before Jesus walked this earth. And Isaiah was saying, he was given a vision of the Messiah coming. He was given a vision here in Isaiah 53 of the Messiah going to the cross and taking our sin upon him. And it says he was bruised for our transgressions, or he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And by the stripes, what he means there is the stripes that Jesus took at the whipping post. He was whipped and scourged 39 times with the cat of nine tails, and his back was cut up unmercifully. His sides were cut up to the point where his internal organs may have been exposed and may even have been lacerated. And so we know that Jesus Christ suffered immensely. He suffered tremendously, not only at the whipping post, but in other ways he suffered when he was taken to the cross. The nails were driven through his hands. The nails were driven through his feet. The crown of thorns was pushed down upon his head to where his skull was bleeding out. And so seven different ways Jesus shed his blood, not only for our salvation, but also for our healing. By the stripes that he took, we are healed. Well, beloved, Jesus is not going to come back to the whipping post and take stripes again for your healing. If there's something afflicting you today, if you have some kind of illness, if you have some kind of disease, if you have some kind of addiction that is dragging you down and making you sick and taking you quickly to death and destruction, I pray for you today that you would understand by faith this scripture, that Jesus took your iniquities to the cross with him, that he took our transgressions, he took your transgressions and my transgressions to the cross with him. He took them to the whipping post. He took them up that hill of Calvary and carried that cross that we could know righteousness. He carried that cross that we could know healing. He carried that cross that we could know that the Son of God went to the cross for our sin, for our iniquity, that he shed his perfect, precious blood, that we could not only be saved and live with him for all eternity, and also that by the stripes that he took, we are healed. And beloved, you just have to believe this by faith. It takes a deep faith to believe this, because many times we encounter sickness, many times we encounter the consequences of maybe a sinful lifestyle that we've lived. I at one time smoked cigarettes also and took drugs, and all of these things were meant by the devil to take me down, to destroy my physical body, to take me away from God. And for some period of time they did do that. He was successful for a season in taking me away from God. But just as the devil has been defeated by Jesus, he was defeated at the whipping post, he was defeated at the cross, he was defeated at the tomb when Jesus was resurrected from the dead, so too today, by the stripes that Jesus took, we can defeat the devil. By the stripes that Jesus took, we can take authority over sickness and death in our life. Well, in Psalm 103, I'm going to look at a couple of Old Testament scriptures here also that talk about the healing power of God, just to build your faith. And at the end of this broadcast, I'm going to say a special prayer then for anybody who needs healing today, anybody who is afflicted in their body, in their mind, anybody who is succumbing to addiction or death and destruction in your life. I'm going to say a special prayer at the end of this broadcast. In Psalm 103, verse 1, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Well, this sounds a bit like Isaiah 53. It reads like Isaiah 53. He says in verse 2, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, redeems your life from destruction, and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies." And so the writer here links iniquities with disease. Many times our disease, many times our illness comes about from our own foolish decisions, from our own stupidity, you might say, from our own lack of wisdom. Many times we have sickness that comes from maybe from lack of good nutrition, from eating junk food, or sickness that comes from working too hard, not getting good sleep. We stay up all night playing on the cell phones. We stay up all night playing on the computer or watching TV. And so many times our own foolish decisions play a part in our sickness, in our illness. And so writer here is saying that he forgives all of our iniquities and he heals all of our diseases. Well, sometimes in children, we know that children don't have a part in the illness and the sickness that comes upon them. And so we ask, well, why does this child have cancer? Why does this child have leukemia? Why does this child have to suffer? It's such an innocent little child here. Why does it have to suffer? And so this comes about, beloved, because we live in a fallen world. And so we can't question these type of things. When we see children that are sick, when we see children that are suffering, we just have to pray for them, understand this is the consequence for the world that we live. Just like people walk into a school and start killing school children, we live in a fallen world. There's no other answer. There's many people that are suffering under demonic oppression, demonic possession, and they do crazy things. And so people get in car wrecks, people get in all kinds of episodes and are suffering and suffer the consequences of other people go in and unmercifully shoot people. And so we know that we live in a fallen world, and some things we just have to pray for. Some things we just have to lift up to God in prayer and say, God, I don't understand it, but you do, God. You have your way. You know what is going on here. And in all situations, we can pray. In all situations, we can cry out to the Lord. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face and pray to me," the Lord says, "I will hear their prayer, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land." And beloved, we need our land healed, we need our bodies healed, but we need our land healed. We need the soul of America cleansed, and it needs to be healed. And so when we understand that all of these things that we see happening in America, happening around the world, it all is a consequence of living in a fallen world. And so we have to pray about those things. We have to cry out to the Lord. When God commands us to pray, when God invites us to pray, we need to take advantage of his loving kindness and his mercy, and we need to give thanks for all things, and in prayer and in supplication, not be anxious about all things, but in prayer and in supplication, cry out to the Lord with thanksgiving, and the Lord will give us peace that comes from all understanding. Well, Psalm 107 in verse 2, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south." Well, this psalm is written to the children of Israel, but it also speaks to us as the redeemed of the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So God wants us to speak. God wants us to say so. God wants us to give our testimony. If we are redeemed, if you are redeemed, then let the redeemed of the Lord say so from every direction. Speak the word. Speak your testimony. Speak what you know about Jesus Christ in your life. Speak what he has done in your life, because this is part of your healing, to speak, to open your mouth, and to witness. What a great and mighty God we have. Well, verse 19 in that passage of Scripture, Psalm 107, it says, they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Well, it says he sent his word and he healed them. Beloved, when you're praying for other people, pray God's word over them. That's what I do many times when people are sick, when people are succumbing to addiction or having all kinds of consequences of poor decisions and sinful lifestyle. I send the word to heal them. I send the word in the name of Jesus. And I say, pray like this: Father, I ask you to send your word to heal them. I ask you to send your word to break the chains off of their life. I ask you to send your word to break the addictions of pornography or drugs or alcohol addiction off of their life, Lord. Let them see you. Let them see the light. Let them come to a knowledge of your love for them. And so when you pray for your loved ones maybe that are sick, you pray Isaiah 53, he was bruised for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquity. The chastisement for our peace lies upon him, and by the stripes that he took, you are healed. And put the name of that person in that line. Put the name of that person in there. Say, by the stripes that Jesus took, you are healed. I pray this over you. I send God's word to heal you. Just as it says here in the psalm, they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Beloved, you have to believe. You have to have faith. You have to have the faith to believe that God can heal you, that Jesus Christ took the stripes for your healing, that he shed his precious blood for your healing. And when you believe that, beloved, that's the first step to receiving the healing of God. Can God heal you without faith? Yes, of course he can. God can heal anybody, anytime, any place that he desires to, but he wants to see your faith exercised. Many, many times, if you read through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, many times Jesus encountered people who were sick, who were crying out for healing, and he told them, when he prayed for them, he said, your faith has made you well. Go, because of your faith, go and testify what a great and mighty God you serve. Sometimes he told them not to say anything, but many times he said, go and testify what a great and mighty God you serve. And when you stretch out and step out in faith and believe for healing that you haven't seen, believe for healing and keep speaking healing, even though the symptoms may show that you're sick, keep speaking healing in your life, keep believing for healing, keep believing that God is the all-powerful, omnipotent God who can heal you, and you keep believing that, then God sees your faith and he will reward you according to your faith. Well, the new covenant authority, we're going to look at a couple of scriptures here from Matthew, our new covenant authority that is given to us by Jesus, Matthew 10:8. Jesus spoke to the disciples as he sent them out, and he says, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. And so you see there's two things there: heal the sick, cleanse the lepers. Both of those have to do with sickness. And so when Jesus sent the disciples out, he ministered to the people around him. He ministered to their sickness because he knew when people get healed, when people see their bodily afflictions go away, when people see their pain go away, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is expressly shown to people through the power of God to relieve sickness and to relieve pain. And even today, that is a very effective evangelism tool. Even today, God wants to heal people. When I am in Africa preaching crusades, every single crusade, I have an altar call for salvation. I invite people up to confess Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And then I also, right after that, have an altar call for healing. I invite people to come up and pray for people to be healed. Pray for the Spirit of the Living God, the healing hand of God, Jehovah Rapha, to touch them. And beloved, I've seen many miracles. I've seen many healings in Africa. Just to give you an example, I was in Kilifi in Kenya a couple of years ago and speaking at a meeting, and they brought a man to the front row of the meeting, and he was obviously blind. The people that were leading him by the hand, and he had a cane or a stick in his hand to tap the ground and to be able to feel where he was going. And so they brought him to the front row, and immediately after I got done preaching, they brought him up for me to lay hands on him and to pray for him. And I laid my hands on him. They said he had a brain tumor that was putting pressure on the optic nerve of his eyes and was taking his sight away. He was pretty much totally blind, I would say, at that point. And so I laid hands on him and I prayed for him and didn't see anything happen. There was nothing dramatic that developed right at that moment. But the next morning they called me and they were very excited because they said the pressure from the tumor that was putting pressure on his optic nerve, that pressure had gone down. Maybe God took the tumor away completely. I don't know. In Africa, you don't rush to the hospital and get CAT scans and PET scans and all that kind of stuff and x-rays. You just trust in faith that God knows what he's doing, and you just have to believe and go on about your business. But they called and they said the pressure on his brain has gone down. He has no pressure, and he's starting to see lights and images. His sight was coming back that very morning. And so when God gives a healing, he can do it in his own way. He can do it dramatically and heal everything all at once. He can do it in stages. He can do it a little bit at a time over several days, several weeks, several months. But you just have to keep believing that God has the power. Jehovah Rapha is his name, and believe that Jesus Christ took the stripes for his healing. If you have a sickness today, if you have infirmity today, if you have pain in your body today, start speaking Jesus Christ blood over your sickness. Start speaking Jesus Christ blood over your iniquity. If you're trapped in addictions or pornography, just start speaking the blood and praying the blood of Jesus all over your situation, and start believing for that ability to go out in strength, to go out in power, not your power, not your strength, but the strength of God and the strength that comes from the Almighty. Well, we're going to take this up again next week and look at some more situations where Jesus Christ took authority over sickness in the lives of people. I'm going to pray for the sick here today. And so if you're out there today, you have pain in your body or you have sickness, close your eyes and maybe open up your hands, put them out in front of you to receive what God has for you today. And so I'm going to pray for you, and then we'll close right after our prayer. Father God, we thank you for these people out there today. Lord, you know the ones that have pain. You know the ones that are sick. You know the ones that have affliction. Maybe they're in bondage of different addictions, and their bodies are racked with pain, and they are in dire strait. They are in distress. And Father, I ask you to send your word to heal them today. Lord, we spoke your word over this broadcast. We spoke your word for the people who are listening out today. And I pray, Lord, that you send your word to heal them right now. In Jesus' mighty name, by the stripes that you took, Jesus, we are healed. By the stripes that you took, we can activate and appropriate your healing for our body. This is your desire. We pray for the children that are sick, that have no desire, that have no part in their own sickness, in choosing it. We pray that you would send your word to heal the children. Lord, set them free from sickness pain and infirmity. And we pray for those, Lord, who are discouraged because of their sickness, who are depressed and in despair because of their sickness. Lord, send your word and set them free and deliver them this very day. And we pray it in Jesus' mighty name. By the blood that he shed on the cross, we pray it in his mighty name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Well, if you received any kind of healing, let me know. PurePrairie@Hotmail is my email. Contact information coming up at the end of this broadcast. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.